Hello, and welcome to Anime Audio Commentary. Today I'll be commenting on episode 1 of Konosuba Season 2. If you'd like to watch along, then start watching now. So, as with the first season of Konosuba, I'm pretty sure I watched this like right as it was airing. And, you know, it was some good stuff. And I do believe it was more or less a direct continuation, you know. Last we left off, Cosmo's being arrested. You know, I don't quite remember this sort of, like, Star Wars crawling credits. I mean, if anything, it sort of makes it seem like everything was a lot more grand than it ended up being. You know, if I didn't know any better, I think this would really give me the wrong impression about what's going on and what I should be expecting. You know, it's kind of nice that the whole arrest of Cosmo is rather unceremonious. You know, I think it's rather fitting that that's how things ended up. Even if it is, you know, kind of unfortunate. You know, I have to say, that opening really is a masterclass. You know, not only do I really like the music, but I think it really provides a good encapsulation of everything you can expect. You know, the bumbling through their adventure, the four of them becoming increasingly disheveled as the opening goes on. That's some good stuff. So, I guess the rather unfortunate thing about Cosmo's legal situation is that he is sort of actually responsible, you know. I mean, I feel like they're jumping the gun a little bit by accusing him of, like, outright terrorism. But, man. Ooh. Oh, jeez. I thought Megumin was going to be helpful for a second. Oh, dear. So, like, going into this episode, I sort of knew what to expect, and I was thinking to myself here, if I were in Cosmo's situation, which one of the three between Aqua, Darkness, and Megumin would I hope would help me out the most here? And I feel like Aqua's right out. She's not going to be helpful in any way, shape, or form. Megumin's going to be more interested in blowing things up and therefore making things worse. Darkness would seem to be the obvious answer, but I feel like she would just try to help resist arrest so that the police brutalize her. You know, it would end up being more about her personal gratification than actually helping. Cosmo, the poor guy, like, he's not in a good situation. I mean, I guess the townsfolk understand that he's not a bad guy, but you know, they're also kind of balking at the idea of prison, too. Man. You know, They've already got him dead to rights, but, you know, Aqua and Mega Man, they don't have to... They don't have to stab him in the back, too. Oh, the poor guy. Man, you know, I almost predicted it exactly. You know, Darkness wants to get in on this, and so she's starting to claim responsibility too. Wow. That really is something, you know. If only one person takes the blame for this, that's, you know, the best outcome, says Aqua. Man. Life is really rather rough for Cosmo. He definitely doesn't deserve any of this. I mean, I can understand there being, like, a legal proceeding regarding blowing up the governor's house, or whoever the elected official was. But, you know, he was doing it to save a city. I feel like, man, like, I don't know. I feel like there should be some degree of understanding that, things would in all likelihood have gone a whole lot worse. Especially considering that no one was injured in the explosion. Man, you know, I'd never abandon a friend. That's rich coming from Aqua, considering what she did. Now, I guess it is laudable that Mega Man, Darkness, and Aqua have hatched a plan to help Cosmo, but, what did their actual plan consist of? You know, they set up an explosion outside of town, but that tied up Mega Man and Darkness. That just leaves Aqua to bust Cosmo out. Like, what's she actually capable of doing? Oh, she's capable of dropping off a hairpin, I guess. Yeah, you know, this is really, an unfortunately harebrained scheme. Like, I don't think there's any way Cosmo's gonna be able to pick a lock without, you know, probably like a skill or a talent for lockpicking. Huh. Man, the whole plan was thwarted just by it being a combination lock, although, that said, those aren't infallible, you know, you can sort of crack those. It's interesting that he sort of resigned himself to this while Aqua and company try in vain to break him out. And, you know, if anything, they only seem to be making things worse by incriminating themselves. You know, as much as I hate to say it, Cosmo's got the right idea just sitting in jail not doing anything. Yeah, like, no recon went into this plan. Granted, you know, if anyone were to do the reconnaissance work, it would be Cosmo. Now, something tells me Hacksaw's not going to be much help either. You know, I seem to recall that bars and prisons are generally, like, you know, kind of soft on the outside but reinforced on the inside. So, like, generally speaking, you know, you can only make a little bit of progress at first and then it quickly tapers off. Man. You know, nothing about this plan holds up to basic scrutiny, which I guess, classic Aqua planning. Oh, I'm not doing anything suspicious, I'm just bringing Cosmo a present. I mean, in his position, if I were him... Okay, there we go, you know, he tossed the hacksaw, it's like, that's gotta be highly incriminating, even if you don't intend to use it at all. Alright, so now we have a nifty little interrogation here. So I guess the idea is, that little magic item will detect lies, so in theory, Cosmo need only tell the truth. But, it seems not quite, properly calibrated, I guess. So I guess it, Oh, here we go. He really has to tell the truth here and admit that he was a big freaking loser. Oh. So I guess the real question here is, like, what sort of stupid thing does he lie about to really get himself into trouble? Okay, like, Cosmo, man, like, don't tell lies, dude. You don't have to tell these stupid lies. You know, it's not flattering, but I feel like being accused of being a liar is worse. Alright, so what's he leaving out there? Oh. Ooh. Yeah, you know, that's it's not really a super flattering thing to think. I mean, I guess you know, that's something. Like, let's get to the point, at least. You know, start asking me questions where I can say, like, you know, I didn't have any ill intent here. Okay. So here we go. You know, he's being treated nicely now, marginally, because it seems like the rumors were false. Wow. I mean, just like that, he's turning it around on her. It's like, wow, aren't you kind of a bad prosecutor if you assume guilt? Man. You know, this is probably the smartest thing he could have done, turning it around like this, saying, like, you know, I was trying to save the city and these are the thanks I get. Ooh. Okay, now I think he's overplaying his hand a little bit by demanding food and tea. I mean, sure, it might be courtesy and the polite thing to do, but, complaining about the temperature of the tea, that's not good, you know. I think this is a good example of how Cosmo is the fundamental architect of his own issues. Like, he's just being a jerk now. You know, if he were to just sort of, like, play things nicely and get through this interrogation, he might have actually gotten off. But, man. Wow. Those are some puerile nicknames, and, man, I do have to wonder who is spreading those around. Something tells me that's, like, right up Aqua's alley, but at the same time, the wordplay is a little bit too, intricate. Ooh, you know what? I think I know what the issue is here. Yeah, there we go. It's Wiz. His association with Wiz is enough to get him thrown in jail for lying about associating with the Demon King. Because, I mean, sure, Wiz might not be evil, but she is technically associated with the Demon King, and therefore, you know, assuming he doesn't want to throw her under the bus as well, then, I guess that's it then, you know, capital punishment time. Now, I reckon, execution's not too pleasant or anything like that, but at the same time, can't Aqua just resurrect him? I mean, sure, it's not going to be a pleasant thing by any means, but he's already been decapitated once, you know. Those guys with the big axes, like, I feel like they're more scary than anything else. Now, the other issue here is that Aqua, Darkness, and Megumin seem to be here to try and advocate on his behalf, and that's just not a good thing, you know? He'd be better off representing himself, I'd imagine. Yeah, you know, that does seem like a pretty hefty charge, sort of trying to undermine the state. I mean, I guess it's kind of understandable trying to, you know, ostensibly kill a lord, but, I mean, at this point, like, bringing up the whole incident with Chris, I feel like that's more just trying to, like, color the perception of Kazuma for the jury. And what's worse, you know, some, like, random person in the crowd is speaking out. I feel like that shouldn't be allowed at all. She's not a witness. Or at least, a witness that wasn't called to the stand. You know, Kazuma was in deep enough trouble without this being a literal kangaroo court. So I guess, you know, Kazuma did sort of technically steal the sword from Mitsurugi, but like, that guy deserved it. And you know what? There's something about, like, you know, third testimony, Kazuma's threats against women. That's just something kind of funny about that. Because, like, you know, we all know what he did. We know he is kind of slimy, but at the same time, like, it's a little bit better in context, if only marginally. You know, I don't know if it warrants execution. Ooh, so they're gonna hang him, it seems like. You know, I'm not sure what's worse, being hanged or beheaded. I feel like, done right, they're both sort of relatively painless, in theory. I don't have any evidence to back that up. I've never been hanged or beheaded, nor have I hanged or beheaded anyone, but I feel like it just makes sense. So I guess this is the other big problem. People in glass houses shouldn't start throwing rocks, you know, because it's not like Aqua and Megumin are entirely innocent either. Wow. You know, it's kind of remarkable how much from the first season has sort of come back to bite Kazuma in the rear. And it is, you know, in my opinion, almost wholly undeserved. He doesn't really deserve to go through this whole thing, but like, just sort of like, witnesses coming out of nowhere to witness all the crap he got up to, and people witnessing using necromancy. Like, it's really thorough. You know, I would almost imagine that, like, the idea started with this court case and sort of, like, filled in events that would lead to a guilty verdict, basically. I mean, if nothing else, I guess that's how I would write something like this. Alright, so I guess this is really the only thing he can do. You know, he can tell something that's indisputably true, that not even that little gadget can countermand. Man. You know, just like that, the prosecution is overturned. Like, that's rather incredible considering all the other crimes he got up to. You know, it was nice that the judge was about to declare him innocent, but, you know, I guess we have to understand this is a feudal society, and the nobility hold a lot of power. Although that said, I feel like you can't necessarily bully a judge like this so brazenly. Alright, So this is something, you know, darkness has been rather quiet, and it turns out she is of noble blood, too. And perhaps noble enough so as to swing the balance, I guess. No, I guess the only question is everybody going to make fun of her first name? So it's interesting that she's not demanding the case be thrown out, but rather that more time is given so that innocence or guilt can be properly proven. Which, you know, I feel like that's perhaps the better angle to take. You know, people would be more willing to agree to that. Man, you know, now that a guilty verdict isn't certain, everybody sure seems ready to rally around him. It's unfortunate that they were so fair weather in their, not friendship, but, I guess willingness to stick up for a hero. So, you know, it's not ideal, but at least he's not being executed. At least, not so far. Now, I guess the real question is, what happens that, ruins this turn of good fortune? Yeah, so there we go, you know, stay of trial, but he's still under surveillance, you know. I guess he might not be imprisoned, so to speak, but, yeah, you know, he's still markedly worse off than he was before. And I guess there's also the issue of Darkness saying that she'll do anything. You know, she didn't really consider that this is actually something she would enjoy, in theory. Ah, there we go. Kazuma can't help himself, you know. She really stuck her neck out and he makes fun of her first name. You know, maybe it would be better in the end if Kazuma just had hanged. Now that is something, reimbursing the Lord for the destruction that was caused. I'd imagine that's gotta, like, wipe out Kazuma's fortune. Yeah, here we go. Personal assets seized. They're probably just gonna indiscriminately take everything, even, even Aqua's alcohol. Man. So I guess, once again, they're really back at square one, you know, no money, no possessions, no nothing. Truly, truly, no good deed goes unpunished. Alright, well that's it for this episode. If you've enjoyed it, then by all means, tune in for the next one. See you, Space Cowboy.